Winnebago is a small town in northeast Nebraska, just under 800 people. It's on the reservation of the Winnebago tribe. And actually, recruiting psychologists and behavioral health workers here isn't that hard. The hard part is keeping them.
We can bring providers in who will be here for a while, but once they maybe get their scholarships repaid, then they leave, and then we're back to being at a shortage area.
That's Anitra Warrior, a psychologist from Lincoln, Nebraska. She's organizing a program to change that track record in Winnebago. Rural towns need psychologists, social workers, substance abuse counselors, but there is a chronic shortage. Instead of coaxing urban graduates with loan payments, Warrior wants to start with students who are already here.
It would be really nice to have people from the community who understand the community, know the community, and want to stay.
This is the goal of Farm Camp, the Frontier Area Rural Mental Health Camp and Mentorship Program. It started in western Nebraska 3 years ago. Basically, you plant the idea of a behavioral health career with hometown students and encourage them to grow into local professionals. For 5 days, Warrior is leading a group of six high school juniors and seniors through college credit classes. They learn a lot about psychology and even a little about culture.
We do lacrosse. Have any of you ever played lacrosse? They also call it Little Brother of War.
On the first day, guest presenter Edison Rednest shows the group how to toss and catch with lacrosse sticks. The game has roots in Native American culture.
Hand on top, hand on bottom, hold it out.
Anitra Warrior says the lesson is on point because she's learned clients in rural towns and on the reservation expect providers to know their culture and engage with the community. That wasn't really part of her training.
But it was very much something that was almost a demand, that you have that very warm and welcoming feeling to the service.
Farm Camp is an example of how states are trying to catch students earlier to steer them toward the field of behavioral health, because shortages like the one in Winnebago persist throughout rural America. Outside of metropolitan areas, there just aren't enough providers to go around.
It's quite serious because in the state of Nebraska, there's 88 out of our 93 counties are federally designated as underserved areas for mental health.
Howard Liu is a psychologist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, which supports Farm Camp. He says there are physicians in rural areas willing to treat some conditions, like ADHD.
But if there's ADHD plus something like maybe depression, I can guarantee you they're probably not comfortable.
Liu says people often wait for weeks to see one of the few psychologists in rural areas, or they drive hundreds of miles to see someone in the city. But only a handful of kids need to follow through from a program like Farm Camp to make a big difference for rural treatment.
One or two people placed in a certain community in rural Nebraska can have a 300, 500-mile impact. It's the difference between a family having to drive 8 hours to Omaha versus half an hour to someone within their own community.
In the background of the community, the youth are lacking cultural awareness.
Here at the end of the week, the Winnebago students are pitching community improvement ideas to the tribal council. Enforce the curfew, round up stray dogs, expand athletic programs. Jonna Price proposes more culture and language classes in school.
Because I believe it is very important for us to know about our history.
Price says she wants to go to college, but then she wants to come back to Winnebago.
I want to be a social worker, so I'm definitely taking a lot out of this and learning about mental health and how much of a change it brings to people's lives.
The seed appears to be planted for a career connected to behavioral health. What comes next is years of mentoring. Farm Camp organizers will keep in close contact to help that seed sprout. The plan is to show some extra care to these students who someday may decide to come home and care for their community. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.